This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Thursday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news the Fed has pulled the trigger on tapering. The US Federal Reserve said this morning that the US economy has made progress towards its employment and inflation goals, and that if progress continues broadly as expected, a reduction in the pace of asset purchases may soon be warranted. The Fed also signalled interest rates may need to rise faster than originally expected, with 9 of 18 policymakers projecting borrowing costs to rise in their dot plot for 2022. Their signals for the move higher from there is even stronger. Meanwhile, the partisan standoff on the US debt ceiling continues. Congress achieved the easy part, getting the House to approve. The hard part looms, Senate approval. Janet Yellen is frustrated, as are most former Treasury secretaries. If it continues, a credit rating downgrade is entirely possible for the US. It is not unprecedented. US existing home sales slipped in August by 2%, dampened by high prices and low choice. There is 11 weeks supply at current levels, which is low for them. But there is a stirring in their mortgage market, with application levels turning higher recently, while mortgage interest rates are flat. With recent data showing consumers expect quite high inflation to keep hitting them, perhaps they sense interest rates are as low as they will go in this current business cycle. European consumer sentiment is holding on to its strong levels in September, far above their long-term average. This has been the case for 3 months now, taking it back to pre-pandemic levels. The Chinese central bank left its key interest rates unchanged again, but it has pushed $25 billion in liquidity into markets to underpin the Evergrande confidence crisis. And there are reports the home team is coming to the rescue of Evergrande with a negotiated coupon arrangement with bondholders. It will be very interesting to see if that deal applies to foreign holders or not. The interest payments due to foreign bondholders is due later today. In the rough and tumble world of trade negotiations, it seems that Taiwan has now formally applied to join the TPP. It is a move sure to anger China, which made its own quixotic application recently. The pandemic pressures and uncertainties are driving Australians to save. According to official data, households had $162 billion in savings as of June 2021, double the previous peak of $80 billion saved by households in 2015. And separate estimates show that the surge is only just starting, rising to $230 billion by the end of this year. A level like that is expected to prop up consumer spending and bolster their economy once it emerges fully from lockdowns. The US Treasury 10-year yield opens today at just over 1.31% and 2 basis points lower from this time yesterday. And the price of gold will start today little changed at $1,776 an ounce. But oil prices have bounced higher overnight and compared to yesterday's levels are up $1.50 to just under $72 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price now just over $75 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today at just on 70.2 US cents and firmer since this time yesterday, against the Australian dollar with little change at just under 96.8 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're firm at 59.9 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index starts today at 73.6 and moving back towards the top of the 72 to 74 range of the past 10 months. And the Bitcoin price has bounced back a little today. It is up to $43,240, which is a 3.4% rise from this time yesterday. Volatility in the past 24 hours has remained extreme, at just under plus or minus 4.8%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.